AM 630 WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. New information this morning from Istanbul. A Turkish official says they've determined that the Istanbul airport suicide attackers were from Russia, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. And we're learning more about the methods the attackers used.
Investigators say the method used by these attackers is strikingly similar to the Brussels airport bombings. In both cases, three men carried out the attacks, arriving in a taxi, all with explosives and targeting international airports. Brennan warning ISIS is likely moving toward targeting Westerners, and they may be planning attacks in the United States.
Correspondent Brooke Baldwin reporting. If your holiday weekend plans have you spending time on the National Mall, you'll likely notice more security than in past years.
There are no specific credible threat to the District of Columbia.
But Chris Geldhart, the director of D.C.'s Homeland Security and Management Agency, says especially after recent terror attacks, they're on high alert.
When these types of events happen, we relook at our security plans. We do most of the first responding organizations do redeployments of their organizations to make sure that we're covering those areas that are the soft targets and that are areas of interest.
And while he tells WMAL police will be out in force, it's still important for the public to report anything suspicious. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C.'s top educator is getting glowing reviews all around as she announces her impending departure.
D.C. Public Schools Chancellor Kaya Henderson will be stepping down in a few months after 5.5 years at the helm.
Her legacy is one that has shown that it's possible to take an urban school district and set it on the right path.
D.C. Councilmember David Grosso chairs the Education Committee. He says by all metrics, including enrollment, graduation rates, and student satisfaction, Henderson's turned it around.
She's seen as a real leader in the country on these issues, and I believe that we're lucky to have had her here, and it's going to be hard to replace her.
The nationwide search starts in the fall. Grosso says he or she doesn't need any fancy new ideas.
I think we need somebody who's going to keep moving this system forward.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Pentagon's about to announce new rules that will allow transgender service members to serve openly in the military.
The Pentagon plans to unveil the new rules in the next day or two, but reports say senior military leaders are expressing deep concerns over the timing, arguing a number of details and questions still have to be resolved. Under the new policy, transgender individuals will be allowed to serve in the military and can no longer be forced to leave based on their gender identity. But the plan also stipulates those with a history of medical treatments associated with gender transition and those who've had reconstruction surgery may be disqualified unless certified by a doctor that they've been clinically stable in the preferred gender for 18 months and are free of significant distress or impairment. Scott Carr, Washington.
President Obama's pledging to move quickly to sign a last-minute rescue package for Puerto Rico. The U.S. territory, which is $70 billion in debt, faces a $2 billion debt payment tomorrow. Michael Phelps has set another record. He is now the first American male swimmer to qualify for 5 Olympics. He did it with a win in the 200-meter butterfly last night at the Olympic trials.
I had the privilege of spending a few moments with Muhammad Ali. My first one was before the 2004 Olympics. And I'll never forget him holding his fist up to my face and saying, "You better win all those gold medals."
Phelps is the most decorated Olympian ever. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,695. The Nasdaq at 47,79. Sports, 3 in a row for the Nats as they beat the Mets again. 7 wins in a row for the O's, who beat the Padres. WNBA, the Mystics win. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get this straight.
Rush.
You got to hear this. You got to hear this.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at noon.
And that's what everybody needs to know.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The Big Screen Store's big 4th of July spectacular starts now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99. Let me say that again. $8.99. Wow, that's big. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270. We're pushing a bit slow through Urbana and Hyattstown and again in Rockville. But 270 has been the calm part of our morning. 2995 BW Parkway. I don't have any troubles reported. Heading down to merge onto the Beltway. Outer loop from College Park to Silver Spring. Still quite slow through Chevrolet. It has been jammed this morning. We've had two separate incidents on DC 295. The latest one at Benning Road. They're cleared that to the shoulder, but man, are we stop and go through there. On northbound side of 295, still trying to recover to get across the 11th Street Bridge to the freeway. Earlier crash near the 3rd Street Tunnel gone. Also heavy across the 14th Street Bridge. Interloop of the Beltway, Virginia at the American Legion Bridge. Crash cleared out of the travel lanes, but delays beginning back before I-66. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Partly cloudy heading to this Thursday with a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm as the high reaches 85. Rain will taper off this evening with a low of 70. There will be scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, the high of 89, then dry on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Gainesville, 66 in Silver Spring, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. College degrees may be overrated, but people with degrees still get the jobs. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We have a special in-studio guest I'm very excited about. His name is Gary Burns, and he was a former Secret Service uniform officer who was stationed just outside the Oval Office during the years that President Clinton was our president. And he saw a lot of things, and he's written a new book, which is called, I got it right here, sorry, help me out with it.
Crisis of Character.
There it is, Crisis of Character. And it's pretty eye-opening stories. By the way, going to have a book signing tonight at Barnes & Noble's out at Tyson's Corner starting at 7. If you want to meet him and get a copy of this book and get it signed, he'll be there at 7 o'clock tonight. Crisis of Character is the name of the book, and we're very glad to have you. By the way,
thank you.
If you want to watch this on social media, we are streaming on our Facebook account, WMALDC. So you can watch along if you want to on social media. It is social media day, so do that. Gary, I'm so tickled to have you here because this book is pretty eye-opening. And we often hear in this election campaign that we're in right now, people talking about Donald Trump and does he have the temperament to be president. But after reading some of the clips from your book, it seems to me the question should also be asked about Hillary Clinton and whether she has the proper temperament to be the president of the United States.
Absolutely. It's a very legitimate question. And a lot of the experiences I had in the 8 years, the 12 years I was in the Secret Service and the 8 years that I protected the Clintons, I came to the conclusion that Mrs. Clinton does not have that mentality. She does not. She's somebody who seems to get very angry. She seems to get wrapped around the axle. There's many examples that I cite in my book of her yelling and screaming at people. And listen, I understand the pressure. I'm not talking about disagreements. I'm talking about a woman who has a reputation from back when she was in Arkansas that was so angry, her reputation of being so angry, that the people that she brought up from Arkansas were actually afraid of her. And yeah. I detail this in my book, Crisis of Character.
Were you ever yelled at personally by Mrs. Clinton?
I was, but I never took it personally. You know, when you're in the Secret Service, you have to have a tough hide. And I never, you know, I never...
Was it abusive?
No, not abusive. But, you know, she, her staff wanted to do something one time, and what they wanted to do, they couldn't do. They wanted to leave a group of people in the Oval Office when nobody was there. they were a group from Arkansas. And I told them they weren't allowed to do that. They could leave them in the Roosevelt room, which is eventually what we ended up doing. But the staff member berated me, and then she said, I'll go tell Mrs. Clinton. And she did, and Mrs. Clinton came down and berated me over it. And, you know, I just told her.
But sometimes the things that were said were very abusive and profane.
Sure, absolutely. She lashed out at a couple of my coworkers one time, telling one guy to go to Hades when he said hello to her. And another officer.
He simply said hello.
He said hello, and she said, go to Hades.
Go to hell.
Yeah, she did. Go to hell. And the other incident was a co-worker was walking down the West Colonnade one morning, and the First Lady and her assistant were walking towards her. And he said, good morning, First Lady. And she turned to him and said, go F yourself.
Oh, really?
Yes. And when these guys got together and told each other, you know, they were down in the break room, when the chain of command heard about it, they actually investigated and apologized to these guys, but made it clear to them, that's the way she is. You know, we've seen this behavior before, and the one guy that she said, go F yourself to, he had been in the Army a couple years before, and he had been in Somalia on a mission that, you know, basically her husband sent him on, and he had been wounded. Now, he wasn't at the incident that we now know as Black Hawk Down, it was before that, but this guy won a Purple Heart, was a police officer, and she told him to go F himself. It's just that nasty attitude where, in my opinion, based on what I saw, she does not like the military and she does not like law enforcement.
You know, I was on active duty when he was the commander-in-chief, and we always heard the murmurings of the lack of respect for people in uniform, whether it be people like yourself or the military. Some of the social engineering we see today in the military is a result of the Clinton administration.
Absolutely.
I'm noting in your book something that I think military people in particular can really appreciate. You said, in any organization, character is defined at the top. It percolates down to the top executives of an organization, to the middle managers, and to the grunts on the front lines. Hillary Clinton simply lacks the integrity and temperament to serve in the office. From the bottom of my soul, I know this to be true. What is, from that, I just feel what you're saying. To be the commander-in-chief, do you think she would ever put the best interests of the troops in mind or the best interests of her political gain?
Always is political gain. And we've already seen examples of her not putting troops or her people at work for her in the right position. Look what happened in Benghazi. I don't want to tie you guys all up in that, but here's the bottom line. Nobody came to help them.
Right.
Regardless of why, nobody came to help them.
And they worked for her.
Yes, they did. And the other thing you could look at that incident at Benghazi was, why were they there? Everybody else in the area pulled out. Why were we still there? Who, if it wasn't her decision, you know, if she was a real leader, she would have stayed with the State Department and she would have fixed those problems so they never happened again. What did she do? They made up excuses and then she departed from the State Department. That's not leadership.
1995, you talk about this in the first chapter of the book entitled The Vase. There was a fight between the president and the first lady, I guess, up in the residence.
Private living quarters, right.
And the next day, it was discovered that a vase had been smashed during the loud argument, and the president showed up, you say, with a black eye.
Sure. After that incident, the next time I saw him at the over at the Oval Office, he came in, he had a mark under his eye, and you could see they were trying to conceal it with makeup. And I said to the His secretary, Betty Carey, and his assistant, Nancy Henrich, I said, what's that mark under the president's eye? And Nancy turned to me and said, oh, he's allergic to coffee. And I said, in one eye? You know, allergic to coffee? And so Nancy walked into her little part of the office, and Betty was sitting there, and I turned back to Betty, and she was trying to act like I wasn't there because she knew I was going to, you know, I was kind of asking questions, and I said, you know, I'm also allergic to the back of somebody's hand, and I walked out of the room.
Oh, my.
And so, you know, that morning and then times after that when there were other incidences, you know, we had discussions amongst ourselves, the officers and the agents. Are we going to have to break up a domestic dispute? You know, what if what if the worst scenario happened where the first lady entered the Oval Office when the president was having one of these affairs with somebody and she snapped?
You knew that there were affairs going on.
Sure.
You saw.
Yes. And here's the thing. All the rumors that we heard before they came up from Arkansas and when they first did, all these rumors that, you know, it's just trash and none of it's true, it's all true. I mean, it's the way they operate. It's like you have to think about it when you look at these things, like an investigation. You know, what happened there? What did they say? What did they do to cover it up? It's the same thing over and over again.
Didn't you make a comment that something about how did Bill Clinton find time to run the country when you were watching the women rotate in and out?
Yes,
of the
I did make that comment to one of my coworkers one time. And
how's he got time?
I don't know.
It's women waiting. Wasn't Monica Lewinsky one time waiting outside while he was finishing up with another?
Right. Yeah.
And she got upset, not realizing she wasn't the prime gal.
Right. Exactly. Right. It amazes you, like you said. When do they have time? And when you look back at his administration, maybe he wasn't making enough time for the country. Look what happened with our troops in Somalia.
Look at
there were some bad decisions made.
Libya.
There.
All right. Well, we're gonna continue our conversation here in the studio and also on Facebook Live. We're talking to our friend Gary Byrne, who has written a new book called Crisis of Character. He was outside the Oval Office in a Secret Service officer's uniform protecting the Clintons, and he saw a lot of things more straight ahead. It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, inner loop jammed to try to get to the American Legion Bridge, but the crash has been moved over to the far right shoulder. Still see a little bit of the activity, distraction for sure. Heading in on the toll road, it's been a great trip coming off the Greenway through Herndon and Reston. Slowest stretch as we merge onto those beltway delays. Georgetown Pike, 193 before you get to the beltway after Swinks Mill Road for the crash. And now I'm really seeing Swinks Mill Road getting hit hard just to try to get onto at Georgetown Pike. So if you're coming 193, typically if you take that Old Dominion Drive, it looks like that's picking up some bailout traffic, but that is an option. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, we continue to slow near Route 5 to head to the bridge into Virginia. Crossing the bridge, van lanes are open and no delay there. A new accident, DC 295 northbound before you get to the Suitland Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Here's the forecast. Scattered clouds with the possibility of an isolated thunderstorm developing in the afternoon. Today, a high of 85. The chance of rain, 30%. Tonight, a 50% chance of rain. Stray thunderstorm. Friday, also a chance of rain and temperatures around 89. The holiday weekend looking good. Saturday and Sunday, temperatures in the 80s. On Monday, a chance of a shower, 4th of July. But otherwise, pretty nice day. Temperatures in the low 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. 8:17 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Jesse Jane Duff, who's in for Larry O'Connor today. We're talking to Gary Byrne in studio. He's a former Secret Service uniformed officer who sat right outside the Oval Office when Bill Clinton was the president and saw a lot of things which are detailed in his book, Crisis of Character. I want to go over something we were talking about before we got on the air here, and I was fascinated by your thoughts on it. We've just seen this incident where the Attorney General of the United States and Bill Clinton met on the tarmac out in Arizona and had a conversation that many people believe is wholly inappropriate given what's going on at the Justice Department investigation of Hillary Clinton at the moment. And you had an observation about that I'd like you to share with the audience.
Sure. My take on it is just a little bit different. This is something, from my experience, I would tell you it was completely orchestrated by President Clinton.
You think this was Bill Clinton and Bill Clinton alone?
Yes. He orchestrated this. And what I use as a demonstration is, and I talk about this in my book, Crisis of Character, is when we were testifying back in the 90s, being forced to testify about the Monica Lewinsky thing, one of my coworkers who worked in the West Wing lobby, he came into work that morning and he was told that he was going to have to leave work and walk down to the courthouse and give about 2 hours of testimony to clear up some issues.
And what were the issues about? Do you remember?
No, I don't. Okay. Yeah, and at that time, we couldn't even talk to each other. There were so many rules that went on. It was so crazy.
But it was during this investigation.
Absolutely, right.
Okay.
So he goes and he does this testifying and he comes back to his post and the person that relieved him goes on. He was standing in his post in the West Wing lobby about 4 minutes and all of a sudden, the president came walking in and said good morning to him and asked him how his morning was going. And when my friend told me the story, he said he had the feeling that he was like checking up on him. Now, you have to realize the president doesn't walk around the White House and say good morning to all the officers.
Exactly.
Now, don't get me wrong. When he passes you, he's polite and he would say hi to you. But he left his office, came and was basically looking for this guy.
Wanted to get his he wanted to read his body language.
That's right.
And get a sense of him, right?
He knew where he was. He knew he was down there testifying. Mm-hmm. And it was the relationship between the lawyers that were representing us and the Justice Department. There was no attorney-client privilege. It was like almost a cesspool of lawyers.
And that's important to point out. You say you were a protector. Or of the protectee.
Right.
There's no reason why somebody who is a protector of the protectee could not testify if called to do so.
Right. They did try to come up with this protective function privilege, and it was eventually it failed. I was subpoenaed 6 times before I testified. Nobody wanted anything to do with this, but you know, if you're a politician like Mrs. Clinton, you can get away with testifying and saying, I don't remember, I don't recall. When you're a uniform division or a Secret Service agent, you cannot. They tell you right to your face, if we can prove that you're lying to us, if you really do remember, you're going to jail.
Right.
And I believe them.
No doubt. It's just like the military. You'll get court-martialed. And it's just like the email scandal. There are military members who are in the brig because of the very same thing.
Can you imagine?
And it didn't take 4 years to investigate them. They literally go up for court-martial.
Right.
But a two-fold question here. One is, do you feel that he set the meeting up in Phoenix to intimidate on some level? Because that's one part of it. The second part is, I was told by a friend of mine who's an avid Trump supporter, she said we had perfectly decent candidates with McCain and Romney. However, nobody wanted to take their gloves off to fight. She said, Donald Trump will fight. And one of my other friends, who's on the national security team, has plainly said that Trump will take the gloves off because he does not fear the Clintons. I don't know that we had another nominee who was willing to get so bloody. And 57% of the people are disgusted with the election. But you know what? We're going to have to get really dirty to expose this. So do you know, what's your thoughts on both of those, the Phoenix and this?
So the first thing is, as far as Phoenix goes, I will tell you that based on what I saw and what I've learned about the Clintons when they first came up, is that's what he did. It's intimidation.
Intimidation.
You see me. You know who I am. In some ways, I would tell you he's more powerful now than when he's president. He sits on a huge chunk of money that they've collected, and he's very powerful. He's very charismatic. Yes, I do believe that's a form of intimidation. That's the way I see it, and that's the way I would interpret it. And as far as Mr. Trump goes, I haven't met him, but I will tell you what I do know about him from my time living in the Philadelphia area is he's a good businessman. He's built a lot of good buildings. He employs a lot of people, and he's given more money away in charity than most of us dream of.
All right, let me ask you this question. You've written this book. Do you feel like that you're going to be attacked? Or have you already?
I'm already being attacked. I'm being ripped apart.
How are you being attacked, and how can they challenge the things that you're writing?
Well, the first people to come out against me was this group called the Retired Secret Service Agents Association, and they're ripping me apart, trying to.
Who are they?
They're a group. It's a group of the Secret Service agents join when they retire, and basically what it is, it's a job fair. These guys get each other jobs. For instance, if one of the Secret Service agents had a job down the road at a business. Anybody that they were trying to hire, he tried to get other Secret Service agents in there. And, you know, as a whole, you know, the Secret Service has an important job. I respect them. I still do. I love the uniform division. But the Secret Service has a lot of issues. And the fact that this guy is coming out and saying that, you know, first they said I didn't have the access. And then when they actually did their due diligence and found out who I was and what was going on, now they stopped saying that. Now they're just saying I'm a liar. And anybody that would write their life story and lie and then subject themselves to this, it doesn't make sense. I'm telling the truth. What's in the book is my life. And, of course, I'm also being attacked by one of Mrs. Clinton's speakers that, you know, there's no way I could have had it. I'm making things up. If I made it up, why was I subpoenaed 6 times?
Right, and you're not surprised you're being attacked.
No, I knew exactly what I was
going to do. You knew this was going
to
come.
I saw what they did to some of these women that supposedly had affairs with President Clinton. I saw what they did to people.
What was the most shocking thing that you witnessed personally while you were there standing outside the Oval Office?
Most shocking? Let's see. Most shocking. I'd say, well, I'll tell you what. Most shocking thing I ever saw was there was an incident where the first lady was aggravated at something that involved the uniform division. She came over to the Oval Office, and she was so angry on her way over. Each post that she passed, the officer called my post, called me and said, here she comes, stand by.
Look out.
Yeah, no, that's exactly. And I had already had gotten a phone call, and I knew what the incident was. And then... And then she came over and she berated the president for like 40 minutes straight. And at one point, she was demanding that he fire the entire uniform division. Oh, geez. And it got so crazy that he was actually defending us. It was comical. The agent looked over at me. He goes, "This guy's actually defending you."
Yeah. Wow, very interesting. The name of the book is Crisis of Character. A book signing tonight at Barnes and Noble's out at Tyson's Corner at 7 o'clock. I bet you're going to have a good turnout there.
Well,
and
thank you.
I'd like to thank you, Gary Byrne, for coming in studio today
thank
and
you
telling
so much.
Us more about the book.
It's been
fascinating
a pleasure.
Stuff. I intend to read this on my vacation,
good.
So I'll catch up
thank
on
you.
Everything that's in the book.
Thank you.
By the way, some stuff that has nothing to do with the Clintons, very good historical accounting of some things you witnessed there
yes.
that is very interesting to folks.
Thank
it
you.
Is now 8:24 on WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, it's been one of those mornings. DC 295, our third crash of the morning. This one in the northbound direction, northbound before you get to the Suitland Parkway. Already delays almost back to the Beltway. Suitland Parkway is jammed to merge up onto 295 and inbound Suitland Parkway, Naylor Road for the crash. Now, where we had the other two accidents on DC 295 southbound near Eastern and one near Benning. We're still jammed out of Chevrolet on both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Let's get you Maryland and through White Oak. It's been the volume on 29 only. Topside through College Park and Silver Spring, slowing. 270 still through Urbana and Hyattstown, slow and into Rockville. Right as you come toward the lane divide before Tuckerman, I'm getting reports of an incident. Might have some debris in the roadway, so do use caution. An inner loop on the Legion Bridge crashed to the shoulder, jammed out of Virginia. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll be heading out early today, partly cloudy. There may be an isolated afternoon thunderstorm with a high of 85. Rain tapers off this evening with an overnight low of 70. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. It's 8:27.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Are you serious about selling your home? Then you need to call my friend Frank Prindle at Remax Allegiant. You see, Frank guarantees to sell your home at a price at a deadline that you agree upon, or he will buy it. Now, a lot of agents make similar promises. Some, they even try to copy Frank. But they don't have the experience or marketing expertise of Frank Prindle with over 9,000 buyers lined up in a marketing system that attracts the right kind of buyers. Frank creates demands, and his homes sell for 8% more than the average agent gets. Hannah, for example, needed to help her mother downsize and looked to Frank Prindle to sell her three-level Bethesda townhome. Leave it to Frank to receive three offers in less than an hour on the market. 25 offers later, Hannah's mother accepted an offer for 42% above list. All agents are not the same. So call the only agent I would call. If I were going to sell a home, call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If you're even thinking about replacing your home's air conditioner in the next few years, check this out. The Right Now special from Snell Heating and Air gives you a chance to save big, avoid frustration, and beat the rush. Right now really is the best time to call Snell at 703-450-6300. When it gets scorching hot, that's the worst time to do it. But right now you can make a smart decision and you can save a boatload. Up to $2,475 installed by my stand-up guys. We've been showing folks for years how to battle high energy bills and to protect their family's comfort. So beat the rush right now and book your appointment today.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Straight ahead, we'll check in with Jake Tapper, had a very interesting observation about something the president did yesterday. It's all coming up after the news, 8:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this morning, we now know more about the Istanbul airport attackers. A Turkish official says the three men were from Russia, Kyrgyzstan, and Uzbekistan. Also new this morning, a number of arrests in Istanbul.
We now know that police, special operations, have carried out raids here in and around Istanbul in 16 different neighborhoods or 16 different addresses. In total, 13 different people have been detained, including three foreign nationals. All of this, they are telling us, in connection to the triple suicide attack here at the Istanbul airport.
Correspondent Brooke Baldwin. Meanwhile, American anti-terror officials are on high alert ahead of the 4th of July holiday weekend.
What we're seeing in the wake of what happened in Istanbul is several U.S. airports, they're stepping up their perimeter security. So the security outside and around and in the soft areas of the airport, places like New York, they've armed their officers with tactical weapons. In Miami and Atlanta, they have increased their police presence.
Correspondent Renee Marsh. A surprise in Britain today. Former London Mayor Boris Johnson now says he is not interested in becoming Prime Minister, replacing David Cameron. Johnson had been considered a top contender for the Conservative Party leadership after Cameron said he would step down in the wake of the Brexit vote. Donald Trump is reportedly suing the district over the tax bill for his new hotel opening later this year. Politico reports that Trump wants the taxes on the old post office pavilion lowered. If and when the district becomes the 51st state, the D.C. Statehood Commission now says the name of the new state will be New Columbia. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,695, the NASDAQ at 47,79. Sports, the Nationals finish off the Mets with their third straight win. For the Orioles, the winning streak is now 7 with another victory in San Diego. WNBA, the Mystics win to get above 500 for the first time this season. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, huge beltway delays. They've all linked together now. Had the earlier crash on the American Legion Bridge interloop, which has now tied us back to Springfield, coming northbound interloop stretch of the beltway from 95 and around toward the American Legion Bridge. You can still see the flashing lights. The crews are there dealing with the accident, but all off to the shoulder. This means with these big delays, everyone trying to get up onto the beltway, you'll feel the heat and the heavy volume to try to merge in as well. On Braddock Road, westbound approaching 123 for the crash. On the Fairfax County Parkway, northbound north of Roberts Parkway, had the incident as well. Georgetown Pike heading inbound before the beltway, had the crash slowing Swinks Mill Road as well to join on to 193, the Georgetown Pike. Heading through town, DC says, DDOT tells me it looks like we're still active with this crash. Southbound 295 near Benning Road and a new one reported at Pennsylvania Avenue, so quite busy through that stretch of town as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy conditions ahead of us today with a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will reach 85. Rain exits this evening with an overnight low near 70. And scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday with a high to 89. Dry on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Dumfries, 66 in Olney, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM. At AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630,
WMAL. A giant real estate developer in New York is currently living rent-free in President Obama's head.
That was Jake Tapper yesterday. Following a meeting of the Three Amigos, the president is meeting with leaders of Mexico and Canada, and it turns into a discussion, not by name, but really about Donald Trump, and that was Jake's assessment of it all. Jake Tapper, host of The Lead and State of the Union on CNN, joins us now. Good morning to you. It's Brian Wilson alongside Jesse Jane Duff, who's in for Larry. How are you, Jake?
Good morning.
That was an interesting moment yesterday. You had a really interesting observation about that. It seems like every time the president gets a hold of a microphone right now, no matter what the question, he somehow turns it at some point in his answer into a not-so-subtle attack against Donald Trump.
And the last question was about green energy jobs. The reporter in Ottawa asking about, I guess it was some sort of trade agreement, what that might mean for green energy jobs coming from Canada to the United States. And the three amigos, the presidents of Mexico, Prime Minister of Canada, and President Obama all talked about that. And then President Obama took it upon himself to explain why Donald Trump, although he didn't mention his name, why Donald Trump was not a populist, and he was a populist. And, you know, this is the most recent example of, as you put it, every time he gets a microphone, he starts talking about Donald Trump. There was a, right after the Orlando attacks, there President Obama came out, I think he was in the Treasury building, to give an assessment of what was going on in the fight against ISIS. And about half of that ended up being a discussion, a rant in the president's words, not mine, about why Donald Trump would make the world less safe. And look, I'm not making light of it. I mean, I think, you know, President Obama feels very strongly that, Donald Trump would be a disaster for the nation, but it is just interesting. Every time somebody asks him anything, it ends up being a discussion about why he hates Donald Trump, why he thinks Donald Trump would be bad for the United States.
Jake, this is Jesse. It's so exciting when I heard that you had said that the giant real estate developer is living from New York is currently living rent-free in President Obama's head. Was that impromptu or had you thought that out? I mean, it was just so perfect.
I said it to the panel that I was sitting with, and they laughed, and I said, I don't know, should I say this on TV, and or is it offensive? Am I going to buy? you don't want to like cross the line from analysis into cheap shots or whatever.
Right.
But I mean, it just seemed that they all encouraged me to say it, and so I it's kind of impromptu. But I mean, I guess the bottom line is like I don't mean it in lightly. I mean, like I get that it's a quip, but I mean, like it's just true. Like Donald Trump. President Obama just is so focused on him that no matter what the topic is, he wants to talk about Donald Trump.
Well, you know, he's a lame duck now. There's not much he can do, and you know, he the one thing he does very well is he campaigns. So I guess he's gonna use every opportunity he can to try to help the Democratic nominee, which is I guess not unexpected.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the question for Hillary Clinton and the Democrats is what's the best way to deploy him?
Yeah.
What is the way that he is most effective? Is it rallying Democrats to the polls, whether if not for Hillary Clinton, then against Donald Trump? Is it talking to the 10% of the country that's going to decide this election, deploying him in states where his numbers are pretty high, like Minnesota, like Ohio, and getting him out there, making the case to them? I mean, I think that you don't have to pick one, but you have to make sure that you're tailoring your audience to those individuals. I think they haven't figured out yet what they're going to do.
If we notice, though, he's not campaigning for her. He's campaigning against Trump because he doesn't have anything for her. So these comments that are really just only invigorating Donald Trump's base.
I don't think it's quite accurate to say that he doesn't have anything nice to say about Hillary Clinton. He does, and I think one of the plans for the White House is to kind of hold himself up as somebody who became a convert to Clinton in a way that he was not a fan and now he is kind of thing, and I think that's one of the plans they have in place. And certainly he's enthusiastic, but I think you're right that he is motivated far more against Donald Trump. And you look, I think at the end of the day, for better or for worse, this election is going to be not a referendum on Hillary Clinton, as I think a lot of us a year or two ago thought it might be, but a referendum on Donald Trump.
Okay.
I'm not sure who that works for.
I got to get one more question, because I know you noted, I saw it on Twitter, this meeting that we now know about that took place between former President Clinton and Attorney General Lynch on the tarmac in Arizona. A lot of people are looking at it and say, man, that doesn't seem quite right.
Yeah, look, I mean, the president says and the attorney general says that he greets every cabinet official whenever he can, and he poked his head in and talked to Loretta Lynch and her husband while they were on the tarmac. But I think that there are probably a lot of people in the Obama administration and the Justice Department right now who wished that President Clinton hadn't done that, because, of course, Loretta Lynch is the Attorney General, and she's supervising an investigation into President Clinton's wife and her email server. And there are certainly going to be a lot of people, including supporters of Hillary Clinton, who thinks that this creates an appearance of impropriety that was completely avoidable.
Well, let me ask you a question. Based on your reporting and your knowledge of the story, and I'm seeing conflicting reports, what do you believe happened? Did Bill Clinton pop over and say, hey, just drop by to say hello, and it turns into a 30-minute conversation about grandchildren? Or did she actively go to his plane? Because some reports have it that way. And to me, for the Attorney General, who is the highest-ranking law enforcement officer in the country, if she made a conscious decision to walk over to the plane and have a 30-minute conversation on his plane, that suggested that she thought this was something that is acceptable, and hardly any other lawyer I've talked to believes it was the proper thing to do.
I've only seen the reporting that he popped over to her plane. I have not seen the other, but I mean, I certainly, like I said, I'm sure that there are people in the Obama administration and in the Justice Department who wish that the conversation hadn't taken place. At the most innocent explanation, it still creates an appearance of impropriety that is not wanted. I mean, this is a very high-level, intense investigation. There have been a lot of FBI agents deployed to get to the bottom of this private email server. And when the conclusion comes out, nobody wants there to be any accusation that political pressures played a role one way or the other. And certainly this does not help the Justice Department make that case.
All right, well, we're going to have to leave it right there, Jake Tapper. I appreciate it. By the way, I understand that it's the FBI that handles security for Loretta Lynch and also handles her aircraft, so they might have some insight as to what actually happened. Maybe we'll hear more about it. Jake Tapper, thank you very much for joining us. Great
to
have
you. Thank you, Jake.
Thank you.
It is now 8:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Shirlington, the crash, 395 northbound. You lose the left lane, making our travels around the Beltway. It's been a tough go at it. From 95 to the American Legion Bridge, a continuous backup. They've linked it together. The crash on the American Legion Bridge has been over to the shoulder for a while, but the damage is done. And also, all the arteries trying to get up onto the Beltway, if that's you, you'll have extra time for sure needed and extra volume. Now let's get you to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5. That volume persists. DC 295, we've had a tough morning, three separate incidents. Still dealing with one southbound 295 near Benning Road. Big delays out of Chevrolet. Northbound 295 near the Suitland Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy conditions ahead of us today with a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will reach 85. Rain exits this evening with an overnight low near 70. And scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday with a high up to 89. Dry on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 8:46.
Let me take a selfie.
Did you know, Jesse Jane Duff, that this is Social Media Day?
I didn't, but it's always Social Media Day for me.
I only knew because they told me it was. And so, listen, here's a little bit of news that you may be surprised to learn about when it comes to Social Media Day. That is that Facebook has decided that they're going to change the way things appear on your Facebook feed. In other words, they have algorithm. I don't understand what an algorithm is, but I know that everything operates on algorithms.
Yes.
And their algorithms decide that, well, so much of what you see on your Facebook feed is going to be your friends and family, mm-hmm. and some of it's going to be other content like pages from public celebrities that mm-hmm. you follow, etc. Mm-hmm. And so there's this whole complicated mathematical equation that takes place in the form of an algorithm, and it makes the decision about what you see on your face. Well, mm-hmm. they're re-changing the algorithm and redoing the numbers so that they weight the family and friends more than they do the other stuff.
Oh.
So what you're going to be seeing now is less of the other stuff and more cute cat videos or wedding photos or, you know, baby photos and that kind of stuff.
Well, if I think what the algorithm's going to determine is what you are showing a trend at looking at. So if you're demonstrating you like those cute cat videos, you'll probably see more of them. I don't expect that it's going to throw them on pages like mine because I would pull my hair out and leave Facebook.
According to the folks at Facebook, stories in a news feed are ranked so that people and see what they care about first, right, and don't miss important stuff from their friends.
Yeah.
One of our most important jobs is getting this ranking right. So
wow,
they are reweighting it so you'll see more of your friends and family.
That's
probably a good thing, mostly a good thing, and less of the other stuff.
So that's their most important job? I thought that was that they were going to try to ensure that conservatives weren't being shut off.
No, that was just a misunderstanding, Jesse Jane. Just a misunderstanding, and they have done everything they can to fix it.
Oh, they have. Okay.
It is now 8:48.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here to tell you how you can take all the stress out of the decision and get your home sold fast and for the highest price. It's easy, actually. Just call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah have developed exclusive seller programs that are simply not offered by other agents. They have over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy a home in the area right now. Listen to what Debbie and Sarah did with the Kim's house in Chantilly. Before the Kim's home went on the market, Debbie and Sarah pushed their home to the buyers in their database. They created demand before ever going on the market. Then the house goes live and bam, four offers come in after the first day. The Kims thought Debbie and Sarah's buyers in waiting program was a gimmick, but after they sold their home in just one day, they want everyone to know that these buyers and results are the real deal. Sarah and Debbie are also the real deal. They can sell your home too. They already have the buyers and your home might already be sold. Just call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-457-1337. That's 1-800-457-1337. 1-800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Let's face it. You don't drive that beige minivan to turn heads. So it's embarrassing when your brake pads start screeching like a wounded eagle at every stop sign you come to. Right now, you can silence a squeal with a great deal on CarQuest Gold brake pads, courtesy of your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. And when you purchase a set of pads along with two rotors, you can get $15 back by mail. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Also available at participating CarQuest Auto Parts. Mail and rebate. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
If you're a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes, $500,000 of term life insurance is about $100 a month. Everyone needs affordable term insurance regardless of health. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, overweight, or have high blood pressure. For affordable term life for you, call Big Lou at 800-480-4694. 800-480-4694.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
There's absolutely no good news behind this next headline. Suicide rates are on the rise. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. It's hard to believe, but the suicide rate in this country has been climbing since 1999 among both men and women up to age 75. This is all according to a new report from the CDC. The rate is up among all racial groups, except for black males, who saw an 8% decline. Now, all of this makes prevention efforts more difficult, according to the study's lead author. If it were just one particular group, you could say, well, that's where we need to focus. One expert with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention would like to see the type of investments made that we've seen with other leading causes of death, such as heart disease and cancer. Now, if you ever think about suicide, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK 24/7. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
The Ted Britt Summer Sales Event is going on right now. Find the best sales in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock, with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. Ted Britt is proud to offer the Military Appreciation and First Responders $1,000 cash bonus to thank the heroes serving in our military and our community. Ted Britt also has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. This is why we love Ted Britt Automotive. They stand behind their great vehicles, they stand behind the great deals they make, and they stand behind our first responders and members of our military. Visit one of their 9 great locations in Northern Virginia or check them out online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
It is 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Ellicott City area, southbound 29 off of 70 is stopped. South of Route 40, serious crash called for medevac helicopters, so 70 in each direction coming to a standstill. If you're joining on, say, south of 40, you can take Frederick Road and then join 29. That would work. DC 295 now, 4 separate problems for the morning. Northbound before the Suitland Parkway for the crash, then beyond northbound 295 near East Capitol Street, southbound 295 near Benning. So everyone's still hitting it hard with the rush hour. And Virginia Beltway tied up leaving Springfield to the American Legion Bridge, where we had a crash that's been over to the shoulder for a while. Wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps, the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy conditions ahead of us today with a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will reach 85. Rain exits this evening with an overnight low near 70. And scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday with a high to 89. Dry on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. It is now 8:56.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall. And read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Secure It webpage. Thank you.
Hi, Larry O'Connor here for Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company. I bet you still think of your home as real estate. Buy, hold, sell, maybe turn a profit way in the future, right? Well, DC, snap out of it, because it's time to join the rent estate revolution now. I'm talking about renting your home with Renters Warehouse as your property manager. Only Rent Estate delivers steady cash flow, great tax breaks, and a powerful hedge against inflation. Renters Warehouse manages thousands of single-family homes. They find quality tenants in just 17 days on average, and they'll professionally manage your home for just $80 a month. No one's better at finding the right tenants at the right price and treating them the right way, especially here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington. Renters Warehouse advisors are standing by to help you find out what your home could rent for and help you join the rent estate revolution right now. Go to renterswarehouse.com to get your free home rental price analysis or call 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you can't tune into our show every Sunday morning, you can stay connected by downloading our app onto your smartphone or iPad. You'll get linked to the latest Wise Investor shows as well as our midweek podcasts whenever you want. You can also get more frequent updates from our easy-to-use library on our website. If you haven't already, please check it out from your smartphone or iPad at thewiseinvestorgroup.com. Be a better informed, wise investor. Stay connected and stay informed.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Well, tomorrow, Brett Baer will join us. Also, Tom Bergeron, who's hosting the big 4th of July concert up on Capitol Hill. Jesse Jane Duff, you've been in for Larry O'Connor today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me. It's always wonderful.
And, oh, that doesn't look like Chris Plant.
Boy, did you get an upgrade this morning,
Yeah, I
Brian.
Did, baby.
Good for you. I'm going in for Chris Plant coming up for the next 3 hours. And, I don't know, we're just going to talk about our grandchildren and golf.
And things like that.
Phoenix at 100 degrees. You're going to go play golf?
I want you all to come on my private plane and have that conversation.
Yeah, come on over my private plane and have a little conversation.
Plus, we'll talk a little bit about Barack Obama's comments yesterday. Why is he so angry at Donald Trump? What really gets under his skin about Donald Trump? And also, don't talk about brownies. You're racist.
It's all straight ahead.